Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival. It is 10 April 2023. Melody will not be joining us today. She took a day off. I don't know what she's doing. I didn't ask her. She's a boss. So I just say, yes, ma'am. But I thought it was really kind of rude. I come back in a few days off. She puts me back in the Hornets first day all by myself. But nonetheless, I'm here today to do my best to try to bring some news and information to you. I can't do what Melody does. I'm not that professional in financial situations, but I'll bring what I can to you as best I can. And forgive me if I feel like I hit the kill button once in a while. I may have to call for something. I did come back from Tennessee, and I got a gift and brought back a cold. Isn't that wonderful? So anyway, a little bit of a cold, a little bit of congestion, but I do the best I can get through this. If you hear silence for about 3-4 seconds, that just means I'm coughing. Don't want to cough in your ear, okay? Well, let's get started. Gold, all the metals took a little hit today, but I'm tickled pink. Gold was down $14.29, but it's still $1,991.20. $1,991.20. Still up near 2,000. And folks, not that far away from another record. Silver was hit 8 cents. $24.86. Still picking on $25 range. Platinum got hit $8.59, down to $997.19. Palladium was hit $41.33 to $1,403.47. So all the metals took a slight hit today. And I hate it, but it is what it is. But believe me, folks, they're going to go back up again. It may come down a little more, and then go back up more than it has for a long time. That's the way it works. Precious metals are not a short-term investment. You get them, you put them away, and you hang on to them. It's just that simple. Can't hang on to them, the price to go up to where you think you might want to sell it to do something to your house or get something else, whatever you got to do. But you just don't buy them day and sell them tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. Now, the markets, U.S. markets, a little bit mixed here. NASDAQ was up 46 to 33,532. I'm sorry, forgive me, Dow was up 46, forgive me. NASDAQ was down 1716 to 12,070. S&P was down 3 to 4 to 4,101. So, one was up and two was down. FTSE was up 1.03% to 7,741. DAX was up 0.05% to 15,597. Hang Seng was up 0.28% to 23,031. Nikkei was up 0.42% to 27,633. So the markets overseas are all positive, slightly positive. U.S. mixed. Oil was down 54 cents to 79.86. Now, maybe you didn't notice this, but I noticed it here. Our gas prices went up in the last week or so, 25 cents a gallon or so. Yeah, it did. So, I mean, it's amazing. Oil can go down and down and down. Our prices stay the same. But the minute it raises a nickel, our prices go up. Something wrong with the picture there. USDX was up 0.76 to 102.58. So that's the markets and the dollar value and oil today and precious metals. And folks, I advise you, if you can, buy the precious metals while you can. I'm so thrilled that I did what I did and when I did it. When I first started buying silver rounds in dollars, they were $3 a piece. Now that they're going $32, $34, $36 a piece. When I first started buying gold and putting it back, it was somewhere around $500 an ounce. Maybe a little less than that. Now it's almost $2,000 an ounce. Now I've hung on to it. I didn't just buy it and sell it. I've hung on to it. But because I started buying it was cheaper, several years ago, 8 or 9, 10 years ago, I sold some silver and paid my home and land off, my home and the land, 17 years early. What did that save me in interest alone? And I sold when they were $12 a piece. Now they're almost $25. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. But, you know, in a way, some exciting news, and what's going to happen with it, I don't know, but it's exciting. Texas bill will create state-issued gold-backed digital currency. Now, listen, because you don't like this. Bills introduced in the Texas House and Senate would create a state-issued gold-backed digital currency. Enactment of this legislation would create an option for people to transact business in sound money, set the stage to undermine Federal Reserve monopoly on money, and create a viable alternative to a central bank digital currency. Now, let me just emphasize something here. This would allow the people of Texas to transact business in sound money, which is gold. Set the stage to undermine the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money. I like that. Undermine the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money. You know, that could cause some problems. The first war between the states was caused over economics. People don't believe that. It wasn't about slavery. No, it wasn't about slavery at all. Lincoln couldn't care less about the blacks. Not until he saw it to use it for his own advantage. He didn't care anything about the blacks. And I can prove that. I wouldn't say it. It's about money. Tariffs. But anyway, Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican, introduced the Senate Bill 2334 on March 10th. Representing Mark DeRazio, a Republican, introduced a companion House bill, 4903, on the same day. Legislation would require the state comptroller to establish a digital currency that is fully backed by gold. Now pay attention, because the next part is very important. And fully redeemable in cash or gold as well. The comptroller would also be required to create a mechanism to use this gold-backed digital currency in everyday transactions. Folks, that is phenomenal news. That is absolutely phenomenal news. I don't know if it's going to fly or not. I'd like to think so. I'd like to think the other states would jump on the bandwagon also. But either way, it proves that some people in some states and some legislatures are starting to see through this Fed monopoly and the monopoly money that they produce for us and print for us, and starting to take a stand to try to save the people in their state. In my mind, Texas has made a huge step in the right direction to make their state financially secure. And it could mean, of course, that will mean, of course, trouble with the feds. You know, I know the feds are going to threaten, well, if you do that, we'll cut off all your federal money. The solution is simple. I haven't seen a state even talk about it yet, but if any state would say, that's fine, you cut us off, we'll no longer send federal dollars to you. Everything we make in our state will stay inside the state. We'll take the federal dollars and use it in the state projects. We won't send it to you. We'll take care of our own people, thank you. But no one would dare suggest that. Ooh, that would rock the boat big time. So, but that is some good news in my mind that they're going to do that no matter what. And I like that idea very much. Now, a state that said that the gold hat, this currency should be backed by gold, that has been unheard of in this country since 1933 or somewhere along those lines. So there you go. And on the other hand of insanity, the Republicans embrace a new foreign policy. Bomb Mexico to stop fentanyl. I'm not making this up. I wish it was. Republicans suggest everything from terrorist labels to an invasion to decimate drug cartels in Mexico. I sympathize with the idea. I want to do away with drug cartels. I certainly can understand that. But we can't just go in there and take over without permission of their government. There's no way. No more than letting them come in our country to do the same thing. A growing number of prominent Republicans are rallying around the idea that to solve the fentanyl crisis, America must bomb it away. Oh, gosh. In recent weeks, Donald Trump has discussed sending special forces and using cyber warfare to target cartel leaders if he's reelected president, and per Rolling Stone, asked for battle plans to strike Mexico. Now, let me repeat that. Donald Trump has discussed sending special forces, which simply is wrong and would not fly. Cyber warfare, perhaps, to target cartels, perhaps that would work. But when you send in troops, you're invading a foreign sovereign country, that will lead to trouble. Now we hear Mexico wanting to leave, not use the dollar any longer as a currency of exchange. They want to go to the BRICS nations, but join Brazil and Russia and China and other countries to start their own financial, or their own money system and trade between those countries and forget about the dollar. Oh, yes. But Dan Greenshaw, Republican of Texas, and Mike Walsh, Republican of Florida, introduced a bill seeking authorization for the use of military force to put us at war with the cartels. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, said he's open to sending U.S. troops to Mexico to target drug lords, even without the nation's permission. Folks, just let that sink in a second. Who do we think we are? I think I've got a much better idea, Mr. Cotton. Why not put our troops on the border and stop all immigration till this is sorted out? How about that? How's that for an idea? Choke off the borders. Anyone caught crossing that will not stop and go back will be shot. That sounds awful, but that's only going to stop it. We're being invaded. But that's not going to happen. Even the state guards won't do it. But instead of invading a foreign country, why don't we seal off our borders? And lawmakers in both chambers have filed legislation to label some cartels as foreign to terrorist organizations, a move supported by GOP presidential aspirants. And folks, I understand. I do understand what you're saying. I truly do. But there's a right way and a wrong way to handle these situations. And sending troops into a sovereign nation is not it. Cutting off our borders to all immigration, especially on the southern border, but northern also, till this is sorted out, it's a good idea. But that's not going to happen because that makes sense. We could do that. States could do that on their own, whether the feds like it or not, if they wanted to. But states don't have enough courage to stand up and say no to that. But states have state guards. For those of y'all who don't know this, a National Guard used to be called the state militias. Then they nationalize them and put them under the president as ruler, as the head of them, become a commander-in-chief. That was not constitutional. The state militias were under the governor, and the governor decided whether we would go to war and join the feds, the federal army, if you will, at our own decision to whether the war is good or bad or needed or not. But that's been lost a long time ago. But they would reenact the state guards. The state militia and say, we're going to stop the border. We're going to drop the border in Texas and Arizona and some other places. We would see this turn around in a matter of weeks. Always make a lot of feds mad. I realize that. But the states were to be sovereign and run themselves with very little federal interference. Until we regain that, we have no hope to turn this country around any specific way, in any manner that's worth anything. Now, that's just the way it is. China, ready to fight after drills near Taiwan. Now, they warned us this would happen, and I'll tell you what happened and caused this. China's military declared Monday it is ready to fight after completing 3 days of large-scale combat exercises around Taiwan. The simulated sealing off the island in response to Taiwanese president's trip to the U.S. last week. They said, if you go to the U.S., we're going to recount, or we're going to do something to show you that we disapprove of this. The Combat Readiness Patrol's named Joint Sword were meant as a warning to self-governing Taiwan, which China claims as its own, China military said earlier. The theater's troops are ready to fight at all times and can fight at any time to resolutely smash any form of Taiwan independence and foreign interference attempts, it said Monday. Well, we're in agreement about this, folks, that expired many years ago that Taiwan would be independent a certain year and then given back to China. We signed that agreement, that I guess you call it a contract or a covenant or whatever, a treaty. But we've ignored it. We broke it. Imagine that, U.S. breaking a treaty. So, in a sense, we're the bad guys here, as usual. In retaliation, I guess you say, where they're about the same reason, U.S. Navy challenges Beijing in South China Sea amid Taiwan drills. Here we go, tit for tat. A U.S. Navy destroyer passed through the waters claimed by Beijing in the South China Sea in a show of force that comes as the nation's military holds drills around Taiwan. The USS Milius, guided missile destroyer, conducted freedom of navigation operation Monday in the South China Sea near the Spratly Islands, U.S. 7th Fleet said in a statement. The ship sailed within 12 nautical miles of the Mischief Reef, where China had its largest outpost on artificial islands in the South China Sea and the closest to the Philippine territory. These operations did demonstrate that the United States will fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows, regardless of the location of excessive maritime claims, regardless of current events. The move risks stroking tensions with China, which has denounced similar operations as an infringement of its sovereignty and security. This week, the U.S. plans to start an annual military exercise with the Philippines, which are set to be larger than previous years as the ties warm between the longtime allies. I mean, on it goes, folks. On it goes. It's just tit for tat and getting more aggressive both ways every day. So when would end? Would end when war starts? Would end whenever someone may have enough sense to say enough is enough? I don't know. But we're heading in a direction that is not good. And in my opinion only, I believe World War III has already started. I believe that. I pray I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But there are powers in the leadership of the countries, especially I know in America, they'll want a war, no matter what the cost would be to civilian lives and destruction of property, because most of all, they want a reduction in population. But the world powers, folks, those in charge, and the world's elite, I would say at least 95% of them, want more control, more wealth, and more power. No matter what it costs, that's what they want, and they intend to get it. Putin had built a 45-mile-long mega trench. Russian troops dig huge defensive fortification visible from space as they prepare for a Ukrainian counterattack. Vladimir Putin's forces are building a huge trench across Ukraine's invaded region of, now I'm going to try to say it, Zaporizhia, as he prepares for a counteroffensive from Kiev's armies. The scar across the countryside, which can be seen from space, is some 45 miles in length so far, as Russia fears a repeat of last year when the Ukraine won back swaths of territory. Having invaded this part of Ukraine last year, Putin appears acutely worried about holding this strategic region after illegally annexing it into the Russian Federation. Well, I'm not picking sides here. But obviously this little war that was supposed to only last a few months has gone well over a year now. At great expense to us, U.S., our tax dollars, and our weapons supply. It's weakening us, in my mind, prolonging a war that should have ended already, and driving us to that World War III I mentioned just a minute ago. Is it something that we should look forward to? Should we be concerned? Should we prepare ourselves? I think so. I think you better, too. Call Melody when you can at 800-375-4188. Ask her what you can do financially. 800-375-4188. And check out what she has to say. Ask questions. Melody will answer your questions as straightforwardly and as honest as she can. She will not try to hype up anything, try to sell something of her price. She's absolutely honest. Back at the break, folks, a lot more to talk about.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you.
All righty, folks, we are back in this in Financial Survival on Monday, 10th day of April 2023. I'm glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I sincerely do. I'm humbled that people listen to this broadcast and my program at night, 8 o'clock Eastern on several stations. I'm so humbled that y'all do that. Listen, I know me better than anybody else. I'll make some of the dumbest mistakes. I do some of the doggone idiotic things sometimes that you wouldn't believe. But I sincerely want to do what's right. And my biggest enemy is not Biden or anybody else. It's me. Can't blame the devil. It's me. I'm the worst enemy when it comes to getting everything right, trying to do everything right. My flesh is a big opponent that I have to fight every day and overcome every day, just like yours. So don't be discouraged, folks. You're going to mess up once in a while. Only perfect man was Jesus Christ. You're going to mess up once in a while. But don't lay in the dirt. Get up, ask forgiveness, dust self off, and keep on going. That's the key to win this war. Now, back to more news. You know, I don't know what's going to happen between now and election time. But I'm liking DeSantis more and more. A lot of different reasons. Now, I don't know anything about his personal life yet. I'll do some more research on that. I have not voted for the main candidates in the last three or four presidential elections. I voted independent. I did. I knew Trump would be a disaster. And he was. Not because necessarily of all things he said was wrong. But the man was a blowhard. And I could see that. But anyway. Be that as it may, DeSantis is doing some things that I so far have liked. Here's another one. DeSantis pushes toughest immigration crackdown in the nation. Led by Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican with presidential ambitions, the Florida legislature is considering a sweeping package of immigration measures that would represent the toughest crackdown on undocumented immigration, or illegal aliens, I guess you should say, by any state in more than a decade. Expected to pass within weeks because Republicans have supermajorities in both chambers. The bill is a part of what Mr. DeSantis describes as a response to President Biden's open borders agenda, Preacher said it's allowed an uncontrolled flow of immigrants to cross it into the United States from Mexico. And again, I say illegals. Immigrants that come across legally are welcome. These are illegals. And now, the bills would expose people to felony charges for sheltering, hiring, and transporting undocumented, illegal immigrants, require hospitals to ask patients their immigration status and report to the state, and validate out-of-state driver's license issued to undocumented immigrants, again, illegal aliens, and direct the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to provide assistance to federal authorities enforcing the nation's immigration laws. Let me repeat those restrictions again, because these restrictions are really good. The bills would expose people to felony charges for sheltering, hiring, and transporting illegal aliens. Require hospitals to ask patients their immigration status and report to the state. Invalidate out-of-state driver's license each to illegal aliens. And direct the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to provide assistance to federal authorities enforcing the nation's immigration laws. Mr. DeSantis has separately proposed eliminating in-state college tuition for illegal aliens and undocumented students and beneficiaries of the Obama-era Deferred Action for Child Arrivals program, known as DACA, who was brought into the United States as young children. The tuition law was enacted by his predecessor, Rick Scott, now a Republican U.S. Senator in 2018. I like that. I like that. I do, Mr. DeSantis. I like that. You keep talking like that, I may consider a vote for you in the primary soon coming up here next year. And folks, as you watch these things unfold, we need to be careful that we're not just voting for a man because of what we think the man is. We need to look at the records, look behind the records, look at their personal lives, see what's happening there. That's our duty if we're going to support anybody, especially the Christian. Especially as a Christian, we're told in Deuteronomy, I believe chapter 17, that all Christians can vote for our fellow believers. That's in the Bible, folks. Do with as you please. That's up to you. Well, how do you know they are? I don't know all the details. That's why I search. But by their fruits, you shall know them. That'll give you a good idea who they are. Now, we knew this was going to happen sooner or later, especially now with the Fed raising interest rates and the money tightening situation. We knew it was going to happen. And we mentioned this a while back. Small businesses filed for bankruptcy at a record pace, surpassing COVID crash. Wow. Folks, all my life I've heard small businesses were the backbone of the U.S. economy. And I don't doubt that's true. Small businesses may only hire 10, 12, 15, 20, 30 people. I don't know what the maximum be in that. But they hire people. And they put people to work. They manufacture and produce things. Small businesses are hurting right now. Small businesses across the United States are experiencing a surge in bankruptcies, surpassing levels not seen since 2020. According to UBS note reviewed by the Epic Times, conditions become worse as the knock-on efforts from the recent banking crisis begin to manifest. The note from UBS Evidence Lab shows private bankruptcy filings in 2023 were seeing the highest point recorded during the early stages of the COVID pandemic by a considerable amount. The four-week moving average for private filings in late February is 73% higher than in June 2020. Repeat that. The four-week moving average for the private filings in late February was 73% higher than in June 2020. We believe one of the most underappreciated signs of distress in U.S. corporate credit is already emanating from the small and mid-sized enterprises sector, Matthew Meech, head of the credit strategy at UBS, wrote in a recently published research note. The smallest firms are facing the most severe pressure from rising rates, persistent inflation, and slowing growth. Industries hit the hardest by the wave of bankruptcies include real estate, health care, chemicals, and retail outlets, according to the Swiss Bank's report. The Federal Reserve monetary tightening to combat inflationary pressures has been largely behind the uptick in bankruptcies. UBS indicated that fear of a credit crunch has further worsened the rise in defaults. Credit conditions are tightening across the spectrum. Large businesses and individual borrowers are feeling the heat as well. I know. I know we're told that the job market is stronger than ever, and unemployment is at its lowest since 1950s or whatever. I know all that. But just on this broadcast here alone, the last few weeks, we've read to you about thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people laid off. You have to wonder where they're going to work. Who's giving the job? Who is paying the same level of salary they got before? Are they living the same standard, or are they cutting way back and working two or three jobs to maintain what they had? Just keep the roof over their head and food on the table. So we don't look, the government don't tell you what's going on there. They tend to make it look through rose-colored glasses, so to speak. They don't let you know that people are, yeah, they're surviving. But that's a key word, they're surviving, they're not thriving. It's all a fiat system, a fake system, a lying system. It's like our money, or so-called money. I just read to you in that article that healthcare is one of the places getting hit the hardest. Well, listen to this. Healthcare job cuts up 65% from the first quarter of 2022. Healthcare announced the third most job cuts out of 30 industries and sectors measured in the first quarter of 2023, according to one analysis. The finding comes from an April 6 report from Challenger, Gray & Christmas, executive coaching firm that examines job cuts by U.S.-based employers. Healthcare, which includes hospitals and healthcare product manufacturers, has announced 22,950 cuts in the first 3 months of 2023. That's a 65% increase from 13,923 cuts announced in the first quarter of 2022. All U.S.-based employers tracked by Challenger, Gray & Christmas announced a combined 270,416 cuts in the first quarter of 2023, up 396% from 55,696 cuts announced in the same period 1 year prior. It's the highest first quarter total record by the firm since 2020. Oh, wow. We know companies are approaching 2023 with caution, though the economy is still creating jobs, Andrew Challenger, Senior Vice President of Challenger, Gray & Christmas, said in the report. With rate hikes continuing companies reining in costs, the large-scale layoffs we are seeing will likely continue. Why don't pastors tell you this at church? You know, this coming Saturday, supposed to have last Saturday, didn't because of high wind, you couldn't make it, but this coming Saturday, we're going to be doing a broadcast. We have on that broadcast an hour of Christian Worldview News. Christian Worldview News. Not CNN, ABC, CBS, or any of the rest of them. It's Christian Worldview News. I take the news, we look at it from a Christian perspective, a black and white, no gray areas. As straight as we can get it, we get it to you. If you'd like to join us this coming Saturday, by the way, if you want to join us and watch that, we start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. The first half hour is dedicated to prayer requests, praise reports. We open the phone lines up. You can call in prayer requests, whatever. From 10:30 to 11 Eastern, we do that. Then 11:30, we start the Christian Worldview News. Then at 1, we do the Bible study. You can watch us on PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Click on live stream, and we'll be there. You can't listen that way. You always listen on the phone if you like. I call on 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We'd love for you to join us. And again, every hour, you can call in and make a comment, ask a question. We have three segments, the praise report, prayer time, the Christian Worldview News, and then Bible study. You can make a phone call, one phone call per segment if you like. But anyway, that to me was quite a hit, 65% increase from the first quarter of last year, folks. That's, you know, a year seems like a long time, but think about it. It's not very long at all. At all. Walmart converting 65% of its stores to automation. Human employees will be let go. Walmart, again, converting 65% of its stores to automation. Human employees will be let go. At its annual investing meeting in Tampa, retail giant Walmart announced that over the next 3 years, it plans to convert 65% of its stores to a model of automation. In addition to laying off 2,000 factory workers, in the shorter term, the $388 billion multinational corporation is eager to trim many more human employees in the coming years as it switches to a robot service format. Currently, Walmart employs about 1.7 million in the United States, along with another 60,000 people elsewhere. The goal is to eliminate as many of these positions as possible in order to replace them with automation, which the company says will increase its profits. Of course it will. But at what cost to the people? As the changes are implemented across the business, one of the outcomes in rule is roles that require less physical labor but have a higher rate of pay, says the Bentonville, Arkansas-based retailer indicated in the filing. Over time, the company anticipates increased throughput per person due to the automation or maintaining or even increasing its number of associates as new roles are created. We will see. We will see. I don't see that happening that way, but we will see. But the key word was, it will increase profits. You see, folks, businesses are in to make profit. And I am absolutely all for the free enterprise system in making profits. I don't like greedy corporations. I don't like greedy people, period. But whenever they start using the people, then it becomes no longer a company that we'll say is doing it for the good of everybody, including the consumers, but also the workers. They're doing it for their own personal gain and greed. Oh, yeah. Now, you may have already heard this. But starting this month, the meat you buy at the store, pork, beef, whatever, is going to be vaccinated with the jab. Poisoning of our food begins this month. mRNA going into cows and pigs. The food supply of every American is going to start being intentionally poisoned with the mRNA genetic modifications being fraudulently called vaccines. Now, pay attention, folks. This is important. This is why I raise my own beef, and I'll shoot a few deer if I have to keep meat on the table. I don't want anything out of the store. Not only the price out of sight, I don't want their poisons in my body. Lobbies for the cowmen and pork associations in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccines in pigs and cows this month. Will actually become vaccine food and sold to you without your informed consent. Buying and eating the beef or the pork may adversely affect you. In some cases, it may kill you. Attorney Tom Rentz says, to be clear, at this point, there are zero states requiring informed consent for vaccine food, while I would argue that it must be done under existing law. And I'm sure that's absolutely right. It probably is against the law. But what's law? Corporations make the law, don't they? I mean, they pay the lobbyists, they pay the politicians, they do that. And now you found that today, and I don't eat pork for a lot of reasons. First off, the Bible says it's not clean. And I don't say that you're going to send you to hell for not eating it. I didn't say that at all. I'm not judging on that. But it's not good for you. Hogs, pigs, swine have a lot of the same makeups that people do. So we're eating something similar to our own makeup. But they've been vaccinating hogs long before mRNA come along with flu vaccine because hogs catch the same diseases we do because they're built a lot like us in a lot of similar ways. So they've been vaccinating hogs with all kinds of vaccines for many, many years. So when you eat pork, not only are you getting a lot of parasites in that meat, but you're getting a lot of vaccines and different things that you probably don't want. And if you notice, and I'm saying this bluntly, straight up and down, if you notice that the young boys even are developing bigger breasts from eating so many McDonald's hamburgers and Wendy's hamburgers because of the hormones in the beef, that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. But just hang on, because it's coming, it's here, and if you don't stand up and do something about it by trying to buy your meat from a local farmer who has not vaccinated his cows, anybody buys beef from me is not getting anything vaccinated. I do not, and I'm very feeding very little grain because I want to eat grass. Grass-fed beef is the best, purest, and the healthiest. These are things that you should look into before you start buying beef or anything else. If it's not raised by somebody you know, I probably wouldn't buy it. That's my opinion. 800, folks, to call. Ask, talk to Melody. 800-375-4188. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we're on the last segment of today's broadcast and just listening to Financial Survival. Melody Cederstrom took a day off, and here I is doing my best filling for it and hoping to bring news to you that's helpful to you and maybe informs you a few things you didn't know. And maybe, by the grace of God, make help you make some right decisions, okay? Because we're heading into a time in history that's never happened before. The means were never there to do it. We never had the means before to control people like we do now. We never had any way to hook up internets worldwide to trace and track people. Never had digital pictures posted on Interpol when you get your driver's license or state IDs. We never had that before. That capability wasn't there, so they really couldn't do this like they're doing now. And they have gained ground by leaps and bounds over the last 20 years. Leaps and bounds. I mean, they've gained so much ground. And the masses, the masses just don't seem to see it. And most don't seem to care. And most pastors will never mention stuff to you. Most pastors, when this next article will share, they'll never tell you what it is. They'll pay attention to it. Don't get me started. I don't know what the pastor's there for. I just wonder if they're preaching the Word of God and trying to teach people what's coming or what's happening, or they're just tickling ears. You figure it out. Critics warn of a dragnet of surveillance as U.S., that's us, folks, pushes ahead with plans for more smart cities. At least 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I mentioned one day, under the control of the elite of the world, they're going to put us in sustainable communities. You'll not be able to travel about a certain distance from your home without permission. Everything you do in your home and out of your home will be tracked and traced. I said that Radio 20, I'm not bragging on me, folks. I just read the Bible. I take the word of God. I take history. I take current events. I take what's coming next because it's in the Bible. And I can see what man's doing to make it happen. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, I call him, last week announced $94 million in grant awards to fund 59 smart city technology projects across the country. Despite widespread and mounting pushback against biometric surveillance and control systems associated with smart city technologies and the failure of the U.S. Department of Transportation, previous attempts to grant funds smart city transformation in Columbus, Ohio, Buttigieg told The Verge he thinks smart city technologies matter more than ever. Cities just need to take a different approach, experimenting with the testing out different technologies first rather than implementing a grand unified system all at once, Buttigieg said. The new grants, part of the Strengthening Mobility and Revolutionizing Transportation, or SMART grants program, are the first round of $500 million in funding that will be awarded for smaller smart mobility products over the next 5 years, authorized under the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. In this funding around, DOT awards smart grants for a range of projects, including drone surveillance or delivery, smart traffic signals, connected vehicles, autonomous vehicles, smart grid development and intelligence sensors, and other Internet of Things infrastructure. Some cities, including Los Angeles, received multiple grants. Smart cities development typically focuses on the implementation of technologies like the IoT 5G cloud and edge computing and biometric surveillance to track, manage, control, and exact profit from an array of urban processes. Let me repeat that last part. Biometric surveillance to track, manage, control, and exact profit from an array of urban processes. I don't even think about anything to that, do I? I mean, that's just the way it is. That's called Mark the Beast technology. Whether you believe the Bible or not, folks, even you can see, if you don't believe the Bible even, you can see things happening are pointing to this technology that would totally control you and have you under constant surveillance every day, everywhere. Maybe it doesn't bother you, but it bothers me. And maybe on the way, some good news here. Utah and California snowpacks break all previous records, will completely alleviate droughts. That could be good news. The desert state of Utah is experiencing a year to remember in terms of snowfall, with every single part of the state experiencing 130% more snowpack in the mountains than normal. 130% above normal. The snows have delivered a ski season for the record books and into all drought conditions in the state for the rest of the year. New records have been made for snowfall. Snow water equivalent was recorded at 28.8 inches, averaged out across Utah back in 1953. Officials say that the record will be broken this week. The second highest was in 1993, record of 26 inches. This has been a year to remember. This is just unbelievable. The snowpack this year has been off the charts, certainly since we put in the snow tail system in the early 1980s. We haven't seen anything like this, said Jordan Clayton, supervisor of the Utah Snow Survey. Utah gets approximately 95% water from snowpack. Reservoir storage is dependent upon snowpack and runoff to get through the dry years. Well, congratulations, California and Utah. Maybe your drought problem has been solved. I mean, I really hope so. I truly do. Last year was tough. And folks, if there's a droughts or floods, if there's droughts, it means less food production, which means that prices go up, which means the consumer pays, doesn't it? So we need to be thankful that maybe by the grace of God, even though man messes with weather, maybe by the grace of God, some things will turn out to our benefit. Let's pray that so. I mean that seriously. Now down to some news. that should concern us because, as I've said on this program many times, without morality, nothing prospers. Nothing. Families, nations, economics, nothing profits without morality. And I can certainly say that America has went so far in the way of being immoral that I don't think we ever get stopped. We turn enough devils loose, turn enough demons loose by toleration in our country. The church is false, folks. We tolerated sin and evil. We turn enough devils loose in our country. It's like Pandora's box. You took the lid off, never get it back home. But nonetheless, some good things are happening. And maybe God will bless that. States advancing bills to protect youth from LGBTQ agenda. Now, make a comment here. States are advancing bills to stop the LGBTQ from perverting their children. Hallelujah, praise God. But how did we get to the point where we have to pass bills to protect your children from perverts, sexual deviants, transgenders, homosexuals, lesbians? Why did we get so bad we have to pass bills by states to do this? Why was it tolerated? It was wrong to begin with. Don't get me started on that. With at least 31 states which have passed or are considering legislation seeking to protect minors from transgender ideology in areas such as health care and sports, governors in Indiana and Idaho signed bills into law this week outlawing harmful puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and genital surgeries for minors. Kansas lawmakers overrode their governor's veto act in a law that keeps biological males from competing in female sports. With Canada and Idaho enacting these protections, there are now 13 states that have either banned or criminalized gender-affirming care for children. Indiana State Senate-enrolled Act 480 prohibits physicians from prescribing medications and performing surgical procedures within the scope of affirming gender or minor on minors. The law specifically prohibits any medical or surgical service that seeks to surgically alter or remove healthy physical or anatomical characteristics or features that are typical for the individual sex in order to instill or create physiological or anatomical characteristics that resemble a sex different from the individual sex, knowingly performed for the purpose of assisting an individual with gender transition. In other words, you can't mutilate their bodies with drugs or surgery. It's going to be against the law now in Indiana. Thank you, Indiana. Thank you very much. Thank you, Idaho. Thank you, Kansas. I appreciate you folks taking a stand. I really, truly do. It's sad we have to do that. It's kind of redundant. It truly is. Kind of redundant. The laws that God gives us were final and period. And when as long as we obeyed them, we did pretty well. Now we got ourselves into a heck of a mess because of toleration and what we call love, which is a false love. No, folks, if you love sin, you're perverted yourself. If you tolerate it in others, you're perverting their lives also. Not your children, just your children's. This is some good news. Final judgment against Florida counseling bans. U.S. District Judge Robin Rosenberg entered the final judgment today in favor of Liberty Counsel's clients in Otto et al. Versus City of Boca Raton, Florida et al. As a result of the victory over the unconstitutional ordinance in the City of Boca Raton and Palm Beach County that prevented counselors from providing minor clients with help to reduce or eliminate unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. In other words, they weren't allowed to counsel the youngins, but this is wrong. And they outlawed it in most churches. Well, they couldn't do it. The pastor couldn't even counsel this. This is what's happening in the country today. But this was stopped, at least, in Florida. According to the judgment, Palm Beach County will financially compensate Dr. Otto $50,000 and Dr. Hamblin $50,000 for damages on all their claims for relief. The City of Boca Raton will compensate Dr. Otto $50,000 and Dr. Hamilton $25,000. That's the only way you make them hurt, is hitting them in the billfold. The sad part of it is the city and the county won't pay it. The taxpayers pay it. So it's a judgment against the people, which is rightfully so because the people tolerate it. There you go. In addition, Liberty Counsel will be entitled to attorney's fees and costs. By the way, I do support Liberty Counsel. I have a gentleman on there that's a dear friend of mine, a young black gentleman, was a lawyer for Liberty Counsel. They do more to help people than any other group that I know of, personally. And to take on a case like this free nor preserve the rights and the morals of a nation. As a result of these victories, counselors in Florida, Alabama, and Georgia are free to help their minor clients. Isn't that a beautiful happening? Again, in my lifetime, I've seen a time whenever someone who would even think about doing something like this to young people will at least be put in prison. Today, they glorify them. But some states are saying, no, we're not going to do this. It's not tolerable. Now, the sad part of it again is they'll come back next year and try to do it again. You see, once cancer starts, they should cut it all out. You can cut it back, but it'll spread again. Once cancer starts, they should cut it all out. It'll come back every time. Until this nation says no, with the results of the penalty being what it has to be to prevent it, according to the Bible, which is death, it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry about that, folks. I can't change this the way it is. But thank God for some states I've seen the truth and starting to stand up. I just urge you, with everything in me, in the last 2 minutes of this program, that you will consider what's coming down the pike in this world. And we can look at it as a world phenomenon or look at it just a nation situation. We've got to bring it down more local than that, folks. We've got to bring it down more local than the states or the counties or the community. We've got to bring it down to your household, my household. You see, I can't feed the whole community. I can't take care of 10 households. It's my job to make sure that my household is taken care of, that my wife has a place to sleep and eat. And when my young ones are here, the same thing, although they still are part of my responsibility yet today. The Bible tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. He leaves an inheritance to his grandchildren, spiritually and physically. That's in your Bible, folks. To do anything less, if you can do it, is selfishness. So I can't fix the city, the county, state, or national government. They're national problems. But I'm doing everything I can to protect myself and my family and my wife. Melody will help you do that. She has me. She paid for a surgery for my son one time, but the silver I sold back to her, I saved my son's life. If I hadn't listened to Bob Chapman and others, and I would have had that precious metal put back, my son would not have had the surgery. That's the truth. Call her at 800-375-4188 and ask her what you can do. Ask her for ask some questions. Well, you got $100, $1,000, $10,000, $30,000, whatever you got. Ask her how you can best invest that in something that's tangible, and it'll all be worth something. It's good for bartering or whatever. Ask her, folks. Give her a call. 800-375-4188. I'll be back with you Wednesday. May I be here tomorrow, of course, with Dave. Y'all have a great night. I hope to see you tonight on my broadcast, 8 o'clock. Bye-bye.
I work all night. I work all day and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.